Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Wednesday. Blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5. If your ears are sucking us in out east, if it ain't that time, then you are listening to us possibly as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, which streams 24/7 for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, or Stitcher, or at, of course, the awesome crabdiving.com, where all fun things happen. Any way that you have decided to grant us some of your ear hole and brain time, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name is Patrick Vile.
Oh, shit. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, America?
What up, America?
My mom's texting me right now. She said Trump is speaking in Pensacola tonight.
Amazing.
Pensacola, Florida. Mom, if you're listening.
At that cool theater downtown?
I don't know. The Civic Center or the...
Or maybe that outdoor one by that baseball, that cool baseball.
Mom, where's Trump speaking? Where will all the Trumpalos be hanging out tonight in Florida?
Wow.
In the panhandle. There's got to be Trumpalos in Pensacola.
You think a few of the comics you know might...
No. Those guys...
Any of those guys?
...are all hippies. They're incredible
and
hippies.
And weed, yeah.
Oh, yes. They don't like Republicans, and none of them make any money.
No.
But there's money in Pensacola, man. I mean, you know, I imagine there's some Trump supporters down there.
Sure.
They are conservative and...
White, Jesus-y, but ding, not ding, Jesus-y ding. Enough, I
not
guess.
Not too Jesus-y.
Or, yeah.
More concerned with that money, baby. Who ain't?
Or maybe they're just so racist that even though Ted Cruz is far Jesusier than Trump,
right?
Or Dr. Carson is also far more Jesusy.
The Dr. Carson. There's some Ben Carson fans down there for sure.
But I'm sure there's a few of them who can't look past the skin color thing.
My cousin's wife sent me a picture.
Either of them.
Oh yeah.
I mean for Cruz too,
right? What do you do if you're a Republican? What do you do,
President Cruz? They clutched their chest like, oh my god, what happened to my country?
Yeah, it got fucked up. My cousin's wife sent me a picture of a guy in a Ford Yellow Xterra in the Pensacola area,
right,
rocking a Ben Carson bumper sticker.
All right,
holy shit,
amazing. Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. You can communicate with us. We might respond.
Tweet us.
At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also toss us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. We don't check that as often, but we do glance over there every once in a while. Go check it out. Lots of stories that we get to here on the show, stories we don't get to, videos, memes. All kinds of fun stuff.
Yay.
Stuff that we're going to talk about today.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's all kinds of shit going on.
I didn't even hear the State of the Union last night.
Well, that's the main thing we're going to talk about. But also
so
my head just spinning from all the other shit that I go to all the lib sites this morning and all the news sites. And also I spent a while over on the Blaze.
just the Blaze.
I can't help myself. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's bad shit. It's amazing.
Good entertainment over there.
Oh, it's amazing. And I went down to the comment sections, which is it's a really interesting place over at the Blaze, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're the Blaze.
Yes,
is the media empire website, video and everything of this guy.
White people in droves.
I don't think that's a good idea. We will pound you into glass. I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded, and then be ready to be used as a tool. You've just raped Bill Cosby.
Glenn Beck.
Oh, my God.
A little Glenn Beck.
That's a Glenn Beck mix. Jukebox.
Yeah, a little Glenn Beck's mix up.
Damn,
there.
He's like gentleman. He's like Bruce Springsteen to the conservatives, isn't he?
Maybe. I don't know. I think he's kind of fallen out of favor
fringier,
a little bit, right?
Yeah. He's just fucking strange. I mean, he has this little empire in Texas. What must that be like? Is it like a little village? I mean, do they have a Starbucks in the Blaze?
Don't you think if Trump loses, he's just going to go off and start the Trump channel?
The Trump country.
Because he's not going to be on like NBC again.
No.
Or anything like that. I mean, they're not going to have him. But don't you think?
I mean,
he could just go off and start his own Blaze, essentially.
You know what I would do if I was him? I would do a late night show. Because I think he would be great at it.
But who's going to run it?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. He's got to start his own shit.
Oh, yeah.
That nobody's going to touch him.
The Country Music Channel would maybe, or something Fox. Like that. Oh, Fox would totally, yeah. Dude.
Rupert Murdoch.
The 700 Club. But see, I don't even think the seven, that's wrong. What I said was wrong, not the 700 Club.
That's Pat Robertson, right?
Yeah, because I think, you know, I think Trump is like, I don't know, a little bit more racy than those evangelicals.
Racisty or racy?
Oh, both. I mean, racy meaning, you know, like, you know, liberal with, you know, titties.
His dick? Oh.
Titties and stuff.
Well, yeah,
like,
yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah, he's not so, you know.
Right.
He's not in the whole purity thing that the Christians do. No,
you His can't wife was a playboy. Trump of that one.
You know, and good for him.
But he loves the Bible. It's he loves both it. Books equally.
He thinks it would make a great movie. Or it reads like a great movie.
It's like a great movie.
It reminded him of Jurassic Park when he saw it years ago. The first movie.
Not that part.
Right. Not dinosaurs. Not dinosaurs.
No. That's only if they were playing with people. Shit. Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving, and you know, we'll check that stuff out. Lots of news going on. Let's before we get into it, let's see what is in the headlines again. Fair and balanced. If you're just tuning in for the first time, thanks Yay. For joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Fair and balanced here. We try to we read the headline at the HuffPo, the current headline. Right now it's Dateline 2:09 p.m. On Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's pronounced Wednesday.
And then we go over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
To you know, see what the
stupid.
What our friendly conservative brothers and sisters are thinking is important today.
Fuck you.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, January 13th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. I'm watching Kate, the crab diving intern.
I'm sorry. I was going to go get a glass of water real quick.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I'll see what's... Yeah. But Kate, the Jack Russell intern, is currently curled up on a memory foam pillow on a chair in the window so that she could see out and judge the neighborhood and shit. But she usually just lays there curled up in a ball for the whole show. Occasionally, her ears twitch, and one of those moments was just now. With the year of our Lord, with Ryan's usual speech. So Kate twitched a little bit. That's her contribution to the show right now. Anyway, the headline over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post. Photograph of Rafael Cruz.
Oui.
I mean, Ted Cruz. Isn't that his name?
Birther. I mean, no, he's not from America, right?
His dad is Raphael. Isn't he Raphael Jr. or some shit like that?
The named after the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
He is. The headline says, "Better Off Ted?" with a question mark.
That's a stupid fucking movie. Isn't picture. That a movie? Some dumbass movie?
Was it?
Yeah.
Ted Cruz starts to crack the GOP establishment's wall of opposition, it says. You know, what this is probably about is at the New York Times. But what is interesting is that as much as they loathe and despise every cell of that Christo fascist, Ted Cruz.
Oh, he's a dick.
The establishment hate him. But if it's him versus Trump, the establishment would rather have Ted Cruz because Trump is a loose cannon.
Yeah.
And Trump is also, I think, a lot more moderate than most of them are.
Oh, absolutely.
On that side,
yeah,
when it comes down to it.
But there's no controlling him.
Well, right.
If you piss him off, he is not going to be reasonable. He's going to go to the press. Yeah. And he's going to say something hard about you. He's going to say your wife is ugly or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not saying. What did he say, Rand Paul? I'm not making fun of the way you look or anything, Rand, even though there's a lot of material there.
Jeez.
Remember, that was
Christ.
One of the debates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rand Paul, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, relegated to the kids' table along with Carly Fiorina. They both got demoted down to the kids' table to hang out with Huckabee and Santorum. And Rand Paul said, fuck you, I'm not going.
It's the, you know what makes me so happy? Fiorina's at the kids' table.
Right,
She is so loathsome. I mean, really, with those fetal tissue fucking fake videos.
Is that her
man,
face? Is it her face?
Oh, yes. No, it's what
look
her
at that face.
It's what her face says. Look at what her right. face says. It's horrible. I don't want to talk about it. Those videos. I mean, she's in the debates for president. She talks about those videos.
Lies.
As if they were real.
Right.
As if they were real.
Well, and then confronted with the facts, attacks.
Right. And then what happened? We had a shooting at an abortion clinic. Not at an abortion clinic, at a Planned Parenthood. You see?
Right.
They've even done it to me.
Right.
It's not an abortion clinic.
No. It's a happy place.
Right.
Of course it's not. Did they even do abortions at that clinic?
No, they didn't.
Well, regardless, it's a small portion.
3% of Planned Parenthood's annual budget goes to vacuuming little junior out of you.
Right.
That's it.
That's
all, man.
That's in their pamphlet.
And the rest is birth control, guys, which is a good fucking thing. Am I right?
Well, right. I think it should be raining from the skies.
Like manna. Mana.
It's a long story here about.
Yes.
I think that's kind of what it's about. That even the Republican establishment is saying, well, okay, if it ends up being Cruz and Trump, then the more establishment-y, we've got to get behind Ted Cruz.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
terrifying.
It's terrifying. To me,
especially non-believers out there.
Yeah, we have a rule that nobody else from Texas can run the country.
You think there should be a moratorium?
Yeah.
That if it's like Hunger Games, if your town loses, shouldn't.
Is this elitist of me, but, you know, I mean, shouldn't we do a study and see, like, we need an IQ map of the country, right? And the areas with that higher IQ shading.
But IQ is not a good judge of intelligence.
It's good enough. That's where our leaders come from. It's something.
It's a good judge of intelligence, not necessarily a good judge of wisdom. I don't mean to get all Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, what about strength and endurance points?
There's no endurance, silly.
You
constitution.
What happens when
it's
you're
constitution?
Playing...
Damn
oh,
it!
Is it? Okay.
If I recall,
what happens when you're playing D&D and somebody says something wrong? As a dungeon master, you jump all over them, probably, right?
Well,
stupid.
There's battery car batteries that you have. And you hook them up to cables on their balls so that when they say something outside of the realm.
What do you mean? You have a good time. No,
there were one or two that took it way too seriously. These groups, these Dungeons and Dragons group in the day. And they would.
You have a talk with
they
them?
Were into role playing. Like you walk in the door.
Oh, yes.
You have to talk like your character kind of shit.
Hi, teacher.
That wasn't my thing. I didn't like going to them. Our group was what was known as they call them beer and pretzels groups or whatever. And that
oh, is that the classification?
We'd get drunk, we'd get high.
That sounds like
some
fun.
Of us, and we would just sit around and have fun. We didn't. But, nobody had to be in character. But, nobody had to do anything.
But as a dungeon
a
master,
a lot of swearing.
Yes, as a dungeon master, a
couple virgin sacrifices.
Were you ever high? A couple of virgin sacrifices.
Heck yes,
there's plenty of virgins there to sacrifice.
I admit of DWI.
But you
dungeon
were the dungeon master.
How do you
keep
intoxicated.
Everybody's water levels and strength points in order?
Think nothing makes it better than
how do you remember
having beer and you know a little herbage?
I know, but
not often. I wasn't as
how do you keep the game straight?
It wasn't as easy to procure weed back in the day.
God,
back in the 1840s.
What a dark time that was! What a dark fucking time that was!
Well, still in certain parts of the country. Right now, it's still a dark fucking time because we just live in such a commie pinko liberal state.
Yeah.
That,
you know, in California, you know what you never have to listen to anyone say anymore? Hey, this stuff I got is really good. This shit is really, really good. Well, and you're like, well, listen, drug dealer, hey. I'm going to take it because there's no other shit.
When I moved here, I went to Drum Circle in Venice.
Oh, yes.
For I awesome. Lived in Venice at the time and right. wandered down to Drum Circle like 3 or 4 days in a row and just watched and found a guy who had a backpack that occasionally people would drift up to and they would walk away and then he'd come back alone. And at one point I just walked up to him and I was like, do you sell weed? He's like, are you a cop? And I said, fuck. And I said, no, I'm not. And then, you know, there might have been a transaction that occurred. Yeah. But creepy.
Yeah.
And in Chicago, the whole thing was a real creepy scene.
Yeah, and
the medical marijuana, you know, it helps my migraines.
Right.
And coping. Now the medical marijuana thing. And this just it just be legal. If you can come home from work and have a beer.
It's
if you
preventative.
Can come home from work and have a glass of wine or two or eight or a shot of whiskey or shit like that, I don't see why you can't have a little bit of the marriage.
Sure.
I'm not saying you should be driving cars or
come home, have a colonic,
brains open,
have a beer
or anything. Right.
Sure.
But shit, if you're going to be running a dungeon, toke away.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how you keep everybody's mana and endurance. I'm sorry. Constitution and strengths sorted. It's and how the game's supposed to go. I know the dungeon master's
you have
bank.
A screen.
Now what?
You have a screen.
Right.
That you set up.
Okay.
And it's got all your charts and shit.
Cool.
All the most used charts and dice rolls. Everything's dice roll.
What was your character's name?
But ultimately, you decide.
Decider.
You're the...
Are you the decider?
It's like writing a screenplay every fucking week. I mean, yeah, I'm the decider. Mission accomplished. But it's like writing a screenplay every week.
George Bush...
come up with the story of what's going to happen. And you have to... it's herding cats because people are going to want to go in different directions and shit. And if you've got a storyline,
I'm the fucking dungeon master.
Excuse me. You want them to follow. You got to kind of steer shit in the direction you want.
Absolutely. You think W would have made a good
dungeon
master?
It's not like the God here.
Oh, right.
Who does shit.
What God?
I mean, who doesn't influence things.
Every time I hear a creak in this room, I'm afraid it's a fucking earthquake. I just heard a
creak.
Might
be.
God.
You never know. We had a 4.3 or 4, not that far away, like 100 miles away.
I hate that.
Not that long ago.
I can't believe I live somewhere where it's a possibility that, you know, everything you're standing in could just be a pile of rubble in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It goes against everything I believe in. It's so fucking stupid. I feel like I'm asking to get earthquaked upon right now. It's dumb. And we're in the Crab Diving Studios was built back in 1922.
I don't think it's earthquake proof.
We're fucked. We're fucked.
And we're on the second floor. No, we're okay. We're gonna fall down on the lower neighbors.
We ain't okay, dude. I climb up on a chair the other day and I threw my back out almost. So if this building collapses and we're in it, it's gonna be a fucked up scene. Don't act like it's not.
Well, I'm not saying it's not gonna be fucked up. I'm just saying.
Be realistic.
It could
be
worse.
Fucked.
We could have a floor collapsing upon us.
I don't even have an earthquake kit. You know why? Because fuck it. We're gonna be in a pile of fucking rubble. It's pointless.
Building? Where are you gonna dig the earthquake kit? Did you see those beds now they have?
What?
That they some of them look fucking ridiculous, but they're earthquake beds, so that you're on this bed, and when your bed detects an earthquake, all of a sudden your bed drops into this like 4-inch thick coffin. It's almost like a fucking coffin.
God.
But in it, it's big enough that they have oxygen in there. They have water. There's just supplies for you to survive.
Caught in this a coffin. Box?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's emergency lighting.
No, is there emergency cyanide?
You can put whatever you want in there.
I mean, because.
But some of them look so.
What's the appeal?
Google, or I'll try, if I remember, which is unlikely, but if I remember, I'll put it on Facebook. But there's.
That's fucked.
There's
up.
A whole bunch of videos recently of this concept. This guy's selling them now of earthquake beds. And they all kind of have the same method. Some of them, like the bed drops down and a lid slams shut over you. Some of them you slide sideways into the chamber and then the lid closes in front of you. It's like a fucking crematorium or something.
Oh my God.
How much are they? Oh, thousands.
What's the price point? Okay.
Thousands of dollars.
Is there a transponder on it?
Well, where are you going to put a like 4-inch steel that weighs a lot. That's
under
like
your bed, though.
It's like a giant gun case or gun safe.
Well,
you can't put those everywhere.
And then when you get in it, and jeez, who the fuck is buying this?
I think some of them said they might have like a transponder on it or something. Holy that fuck. like beeps and says
beep beep beep. Help
dig,
me,
dig,
help me,
yeah,
help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope. Yeah, how does someone find it?
Well,
I mean, maybe that's part of the service. Maybe there's like a phone bank somewhere and they're like, hey, coffin number 69 has disappeared into the earth.
Right.
Send the extraction team.
The head line over at the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen, let's use
fuck you.
Single syllable words and
eat my dick.
We talked about the fact that they studied Trump's speech patterns.
Yes.
And he speaks at the level of a fourth grader. Seriously, and I'm not shitting around. It's like his speeches.
See what I mean?
Are at the and this is from someone whose speech level is a third grader.
Nah,
if you listen to this show,
that's not
true.
You're not dumb.
But his speeches are all like fourth grade level,
right? Why are we electing him? What is the fucking allure?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my point. Like,
he stirs
why
up hatred?
Why is it? We should have a thing where if you and I know you don't like an IQ test. I don't know. I don't know what your problem with it is. But if you had a cutoff,
saying they're worth less. But I don't think
to run for office.
There's some James Woods has a giant IQ.
Yes,
and he's an asshole and a right wing nut job.
I don't know. Shit. See, my thought was like, if you're smart enough, then you. Couldn't be a right wing nut job because why would you be dumb enough to believe in the shit they believe?
Dennis Miller.
He's a dick. I think.
Well, he's a dick, but he's smart.
No dicks.
I don't think he's dumb.
Okay. No dumb people and no dickheads.
Well, okay. Now
it's tough.
Yeah. No.
Obama's not a dickhead, is he? I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, he's not. Please. I know we're trying to be fair and balanced here, but do you really think Obama's a dick?
No, I think he'd probably be, you know, at worst, dull.
Cheney?
Oh, oof.
I don't think Obama's dull.
Right, unless you're going to sit around and talk about how much you hate black people.
I think Obama's
then
probably
funny. Then you have a good
funny.
Time with Cheney.
Oh, yeah. Obama's probably funny to hang out with. I mean, he's,
sure.
You know, crack wise at the TV. What do you think? Plays Jeopardy with Michelle every day?
I think.
They watch it.
I think watch the fuck out once he's out of office.
Sports Center.
No, I think he's going to be what Jimmy Carter has been to foreign policy and building houses here.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Obama is going to big time here in the States. I think he's already said, he said it in the speech last night, he's going to travel. One of the things he's going to do is travel the country and fight this voter suppression bullshit.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's going on. And one of the, we'll play, I got highlights.
How old is Obama?
He said, 54, 55, something like that.
That's young.
Plenty of years left to do a whole lot of shit. You know, he could go to his ranch and paint.
He has a ranch?
However.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Does Obama have a ranch?
No.
Would you have a ranch? I mean, I don't want to do anything with cows or any animals or anything, but I do like the idea of having a nice big spread somewhere in the middle of the woods.
Although I saw yesterday,
I don't want a ranch.
In the deepest, darkest right wing nut job sites, there was one theory. I think it was on Twitter. I saw it and
Twending on
made
Twitter.
The mistake of like I forget what even the website was. Some batshit.
Oh yeah,
really lunatic right wing website, and their headline was. Obama secretly purchases a mansion on the ocean in Dubai. So Obama's going to move to the Middle East.
Is it true?
After he's done.
Is it true after Obama leaves office, has he announced that he's going to be part of Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, sure. It's been shown. Didn't that idiot in the Trump line that they interviewed, go to crabdiving.com. We played that highlight last week sometime.
Visit our Amazon portal if you're going to buy something online. My God.
Right. Buy it. crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste. We get a little nibble. It doesn't cost you anything. Helps out left-wing commie media. We're not commies.
No, no.
Socialists.
Right.
I mean, I am. I can't speak for you.
I'm a total commie.
But the headline over at the Drudge Report says stocks plunge.
No, we're worried. Hey, what, people? We're worried about your money. Oh, fuck.
U.S. stocks sank on Wednesday. That is kind of funny. The when you talk about that, because who do you know that has stocks?
Well, nobody. I know some people that probably have portfolios and they
I mean 401ks, I guess, and shit, which is all a bunch of scam.
Why
401ks? If your 401k is tied to that kind of shit, then what you're doing is you're saying, "Here's my retirement money, gamble it."
Damn. That's horrible, dude.
Right. I mean, I don't trust any of that shit.
You know what I hate when I watch?
I sound tinfoil hatty, I don't.
No, you don't.
If the banks go tits up, old saggy white man tits up.
We've already had the bank go tits up.
Where are those electronic dollars going to come from?
They're in my titties.
Right?
E-titties.
Buy gold.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Really?
And
what do I do with that? Eat it? In the apocalypse? Look at gold.
U.S. stocks sank on Wednesday, pushing the S&P 500 to end below 1900 for the first time since September. And extending the year's sharp sell-off on nervousness over tumbling oil prices and U.S. earnings.
When do I start jacking off?
So the Wall Street, it says, ends sharply lower.
Ooh.
So, yeah, some stocks taking a hit. No. You know, it's
sorry about your portfolio, guys.
Yeah. So what's going to happen again? We're going to have another financial crisis.
No sucky sucky jacky for anybody.
Is caused by the rich.
Is it
and
true?
And the poor people are going to have to eat shit for it.
Oh, yes. Hand me a big plate of turd. Is it true that golf is now gone because of the stocks drop? There's no more golf?
No, golf's going to be here unless Bernie Sanders gets elected, right?
Bernie is going to get elected, and that'll be the end of your golf. Say goodbye.
According to Donald Trump.
We're going to confiscate your clubs. How can he say that?
How many of those kind of oval-shaped old people in the audience are out golfing? Like, the assholes at the rallies.
They probably all golf.
The assholes at the rallies, you think they're golfing?
Right. Do you think in a weird fucked up that this is why Trump is fucked up? Because now Bernie Sanders had to go make the rich people feel good that he isn't taking away their golf. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now Trump scared the rich people. And now we have to go to the rich people and say, listen, guys, relax. Vote for Bernie. We swear to God, he's not going to take away your golf. Your golf is fine.
Your golf is kind of okay.
You know, we should give two fucks about their golf. We shouldn't waste one breath about worrying about that. The one percenters fucking golf. Fuck their golf. Maybe that's actually a good position. Bernie, take their golf away.
Don't take their golf.
Fuck them.
They can have their golf.
Take their golf away.
Let people have their
take your tennis
golf.
Away. All that elite
hey,
shit.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're going to take away. Take your cornhole away. Yeah. No more cornhole.
That's why Kim Davis was at the State of the Union.
No cornhole for her.
They feel like people's cornholes are being taken.
Oh, my God. A friend of mine on Facebook put up a side-by-side of Kim Davis with one of the characters from Battlefield Earth that John Travolta played. No. It's the same person. Oh. It's the same fucking person.
I saw some comments and so a couple of stories about her being there, and yeah. And a lot of people are talking about which rack from Walmart she got her. I'm going to Washington,
yeah,
to the biggest event of my lifetime, well, to watch a historic event where the first African American president gives his last State of the Union address.
Is this true? It's the first time there's been a Romulan in the crowd. You're at the right. State of the Union?
I don't know about that. Yeah. But she looked like a cartoon character again last
night. What do you
night.
Want to
she
look like, those, dude? Yeah, I know you live in LA and we're all, you know, we're in this little fucking Hollywood bubble and not everybody's a model.
But don't you talk to somebody? I'm not talking about her physical appearance.
No,
she can only deal the...
I'm joking. Of course she looks like a cartoon. Right. She's a fucking idiot.
And that Cristo twant outfit that she wears that, you know, I got to cover everything because all the men here in the audience are going to want to spread their seed on me.
Oh, yes. There's probably somebody in there who's a... Wow, that'd be an interesting celebrity move. Hook up with Kim Davis.
Oh, God.
You think she could
I wouldn't wish that on...
I bet she could get Scott Baio.
Although she's been married, 19, 20 times?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, why...
Open for business.
At one point, she was fun as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I don't know way.
She talks... No, she was into drugs and shit.
No,
she
really?
Was... Yeah, she's got a record, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Kim was fun, and then she
why
found
so
Jesus.
High and mighty?
I think she had too much fun, and then found Jesus.
That sucks.
She probably had a drug problem, and then went from one addiction to another. Went from... sucking things in on from a needle to sucking at the teat of the Lord.
Doesn't she look like a lesbian? Let's be honest.
You think?
I mean, kind of. I mean, she looks like she could be a lesbian. I know that's a shitty thing to say, and I'm not, you know, it's generalization and shit, whatever. I'm sorry. But there, you know.
What do lesbians look like?
Well, they look like everyone. So what I'm saying is she could be a lesbian.
Because it depends on why you're picturing lesbians. Right? As to what they look like.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I delete that last part from the show when you put it on iTunes.
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Hey, yay. If you download us from iTunes or Stitcher, you know, hey, toss us a good review or a bunch of thumbs.
Toss our salad.
And a bunch of two. President Obama last night delivered his final State of the Union address.
Did he take away their golf?
No golf was
removed.
Here's, what did he wear? For this, they didn't wear a tie, right?
A sequins thong. Although, according to some, a bone in his nose.
Oh, nice. I got a neck stretcher.
Here is how he opened the State of the Union address.
Tonight marks the 8th year that I've come here to report on the State of the Union. And for this final one, I'm going to try to make it a little shorter.
Okay, you know, snarky laughter, and even that's one of the few times that Eddie Munster, evil Eddie Munster behind him from Wisconsin, moved.
You said
the whole fucking thing.
You were telling me earlier today in an offline crab diving offline that he looked uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, you could tell that. And actually, I think even somebody said that in an interview beforehand, one of the things he said was, I'm worried about keeping the poker face.
Dude, I think that, wouldn't you obsess about that too, in a way?
My poker face.
Who sings that? Is that Britney? No.
Gaga, wasn't it?
Ba-da-da, poker face. My poker face.
President Obama continues. So,
yay.
This is where he delivers his, I mean, we're 20 seconds in and he whips out a cock slap.
I know some of you are antsy to get back to Iowa.
Now at this point.
Is his dick out at this point or no?
Well, he's laughing. It might as well be. Uh-huh. Biden behind him is laughing his ass off.
His dick is out as well.
And on the other side, well, I can't see hands. And on the other side,
yeah,
Ryan is
Paul Ryan.
I don't know Paul Ryan. I don't know if he's got gum, or Koch brother jizz rolling around in his mouth. Geez. I don't know what he has. He doesn't open his mouth, I think, for the whole hour. To smile, he kind of smirks at one point. Now, that's a good joke. Give the president props and fucking laugh. Boehner would have laughed.
Oh, yeah. Boehner would have been drunk.
And cried at some point, probably.
He was at the end of his rope with his Congress. Barely holding it together.
And Ryan, he doesn't want to laugh. Here, watch. Okay, this is just for Ryan. Fuck you all. Here.
Yeah. I know some of you are antsy to get back to Iowa.
Talk about uncomfy.
Doesn't he look like...
He looks like he's...
Too much Indian food and no bathroom around, right?
I don't understand what he's trying... I think he's on his... It looks like he's thinking about what his face looks like.
Right. Ooh.
I mean, come on. He's not bad looking compared to the rest of those guys.
He works out.
Yeah.
I'm sure the scary part was how many there in that chamber. This is our government, right?
Oh, this is a nightmare.
How many there in that chamber didn't get it, or it took a while for them to get it?
I know
a few of you want to go to Iowa, and it took a while, blah, 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 because you know, obviously everybody there is running for fucking president,
right?
And Iowa's coming up, But
how horrible,
that's what
Iowa.
Kind of amazed me was how long it took for these people to get that joke.
Well, it's the first laugh, too. I mean, do you think everybody's a little stiff and they don't know how they're supposed to react to anything?
Well, a bunch of white guys are being talked to by a black guy.
Oh, so shit. God,
they've got to overcome that.
Shit, this is the worst thing ever.
I've been there. I'll be shaking hands afterwards if you want some tips.
There we go.
I won this twice. Let me just remind
that was another...
All of you assholes, you fucksticks, I've won it twice. So get off my dick.
Right. That was the last time he had a speech when they applauded when he said, I'm not running for anything anymore. And somebody applauded and he looked over and he said, I won them both.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to have any more elections. I want them both. And that shut them assholes the fuck down.
Yeah, so,
there's that one. Then a little bit later on, the president was talking about how it's bullshit. These people that are saying that America's weak or whatever, not his words. I'm translating into crab. just listen.
States of America.
Oops. Let me back up.
Dial.
Here we go. Oops.
Let me tell you something. The United States of America is the most powerful nation on earth. Period. Period.
Biden clapping, Eddie Munster not clapping. Because he tied that, he just came out of saying, look, to those people who are out there saying America's weaker, America is a bunch of mincing pussies.
Mincing.
Then let me tell you,
right.
America is the strongest in the nation. Now they cut to the Joint Chiefs of Staff who are sitting, a bunch of uniforms, whole bunch of little medals and shit all over the place.
God.
And they're kind of like the Supreme Court. They sit and they react very little to this whole deal.
They're
usually
subtle.
And now it looks like they're at a wake.
Are they sad?
They're just sitting there stoic.
Why?
But then sitting right kind of with them and behind them is Representative Tammy Duckworth from Illinois. And she's the former, I think, in Iraq. She's the one who got her legs blown off.
Oh, shit.
And walks with
cane.
Crutches. And has prosthetic legs now. Yeah. She scrambles to stand, I was going to say, to her feet. But they're not really her feet.
Really scramble.
She's struggling to stand with her crutches, and she starts applauding this. Okay. Meanwhile, these seven assholes sitting there very stoic.
Oh, yes.
Old white guy, and an old white guy.
All old white guys, Pat.
The Joint
what
Chiefs
do they
of
win?
Staff, I'm not saying anything.
A shit ton of male privilege.
But I am.
White. You know these people that have prosthetic legs? Do you ever wonder why they don't get like big giant stilts instead of just like normal size legs?
Well,
so they're taller.
Pistorius got like bionic legs.
That's
right?
What I mean. But like, why doesn't?
This, I mean, not that. Why doesn't they're better than the real thing? But I mean, as technology improves,
well, you think they are?
Of course, you want to.
You think his legs are so good to the point that he's not allowed to compete in sports?
Well, yeah, his legs can make him run faster than a human with stock legs. Right. Then that's an unfair advantage. But I'm sure his everyday existence sucks balls. Well, now even more, he's in jail. But I mean,
oh sure,
because it's not a bonus to be able to win the Paralympics.
Well, you said it was an advantage though, in like a running race.
In a sprinting situation.
we are in a sprinting situation.
If somebody got an asshole mounted missile launcher, that would be an unfair advantage in a fight.
What? In what?
In a fight.
Oh,
in an
okay.
ass fight.
Oh, I see. God, speaking of fights, dude, I saw a clip of a UFC fight, a cage match or something.
Yeah.
On TV at this bar show I was doing. How is this legal?
I don't understand. I don't get it.
These guys beat the living shit out of each other. By the time they were done with their fight, these two dudes, redneck looking guys, faces full of blood. Their eyes were congratulating each other at the end of the fight. They hugged each other. And I was like, why? None of them could see.
Yeah, we need to fight our monkey brains on that one. Cause God, I mean, I can get into a boxing match, but then there's other parts of my brain that's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're watching people.
I don't understand. Ultimately, beat
the shit out of each other. Well, it's an art and blah, 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 blah. Okay. It's a skill. But ultimately, who wins quickly? You can win really quickly if you knock the shit out of the other guy and he loses consciousness.
Well, what if you do that? What is that? God. Muay.
Muay Thai?
Yeah. I was going to say.
Jiu-Jitsu?
Mugu Gai Pan, but that is a food.
No, that's a lunch special.
I practice mooey gooey guy pan.
Whipping cabbage at people.
Gooey. Oh, yes.
Okay, so here's the rest of this part where he says we're the strongest country in the world.
Powerful nation on earth. Period. Period. It's not even close. Masses of fighters on the back of pickup trucks.
Oh, okay. The president goes on.
Yes.
So that was there. Then he says, right after that, he said, our troops are the finest, best trained troops in the history of the world. Everybody, that was kind of the biggest, I think, one of the biggest applause lines of the night that got everybody on their feet. Even the haters,
because
everybody applauds for our service.
Was,
people.
What was Paul Ryan doing? Was he?
He did stand finally,
jacking off into a jar.
Okay. And even the Joint Chiefs stood and applauded that one.
Oh shit!
I didn't see what the Supreme Court did.
I just thought about that admiral that got busted for running around the hotel drunk and naked.
Right.
Were any of these drunk? Were they naked, these Joint Chiefs?
No.
Okay.
I mean, not,
like it,
I don't know what's under those
you
uniforms.
Know what they do.
Maybe some of them are freeballing.
Twisted souls plotting in apartments or garages. They pose an enormous danger to civilians. They have to be stopped. But they do not threaten our national existence. That is the story ISIL wants to tell. That's the kind of propaganda they use to recruit.
What are you talking about, Muslim?
People are, there's just no talking to ignorant people about shit like this.
Right, right. I mean, that by elevating ISIS to the top threat, which if you watch the fucking Republican debate,
yeah,
almost all of them up there are going to say, that's the biggest thing we got to worry about is terror, terror, terror.
Can I ask you
terror, Muslims, terror.
Do terrorists kill 30,000 Americans a year? I don't know. Do they? I don't think so.
Well, right now ISIS is killing Muslims,
right?
In by the hundreds of thousands, yeah, tens yeah. of thousands, right?
That's true.
And he's talking about like these radicalized assholes that did the San Bernardino thing. He says he's a couple of lunatics in a garage can do a lot of damage and kill a lot of people, but they're not going to bring down the United States of America.
They're just not. That's true. Sleeper cells.
You listen to the ninnies. Turn on that radio when we drove through Texas,
yeah,
or Oklahoma.
Fuck you.
And all you hear is, oh, my God, watch out for the turban wearing motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's they fundamentally want to end our, they hate America. They hate our values. They hate, you know. Some fucking guy who runs a fruit stand in Damascus doesn't give fuck all about fuck what all. You're doing in Kansas City.
Hello.
Doesn't care. You know what he wants to do? He wants to feed his family.
Yeah, yeah.
And just eat.
Yeah.
And not have bombs fall on him.
Sure. Did Obama finally take off his makeup and the wig? And he's like, look, guys, I'm white.
No.
You've been punked.
No. I'm blacker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm fully black.
Right.
They use to recruit. We don't need to build them up to show that we're serious. And we sure don't need to push away vital allies in this fight by echoing the lie that ISIL is somehow representative of one of the world's largest religions. The world.
Oh, there he is.
Did he get a big applause break on
he
that?
He got applause. And Paul Ryan, I don't know, he may be in trouble. The look on his face for half a second before he went back to mid prostate exam.
Oh yeah. So did he give his O face?
Is he kind of went, it was one of these like, I think he's right. I mean, that's his right. face was like, you know what? We shouldn't shit on one of the major religions.
Right.
But then he remembered he's a goose-stepping Republican.
Okay.
And had to instantly think,
we're watching you, Paulie! You fuck!
You fuck!
You fuck!
So here, although, having said that, Paul Ryan, for all accounts,
yes,
was able to herd the cats
right.
of Congress.
That's those abs.
That Boehner couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
And got a budget deal. We didn't have a shutdown in December that they were a threat.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot that.
We didn't have the debt ceiling and all that shit. They punted again, but they punted. They didn't shut down, and that was kind of
what an accomplishment,
Paul Ryan. So
our Congress didn't hurt us,
and that was one of the themes. Obama,
how low is the bar, man?
One of the themes of the speech was that we got to work together. Each other isn't the enemy, which of course didn't resonate
bullshit.
Anywhere because
bullshit. The right is the fucking enemy. They wanna
didn't resonate over here either.
No, listen, they're the people that want to deny our gay friends their fucking human rights. So fuck them. Fuck them. Grow up, and then you're not the enemy. Until then, fuck off. Right? I mean, how the fuck are you supposed to work with these homophobes? Racist, dickheads, xenophobic assholes.
Well, but not everybody is that way. And
whatever.
You just need to educate people. You said they need a gay friend. They need a black friend.
Who are you going to volunteer for that? Well, one of your gay friends, you're going to be like, hey, we're going to send you to Alabama. You got to make friends with somebody. Oh, shit, dude. What the fuck?
What kind of prison sentence is that?
What are you doing to me?
God, I can't, as much as I liked Mobile for the brief time I was there.
Mobile.
The more that I read about what's going on in Alabama.
Or
what goes on in Alabama.
What do you think the weed's like over there?
Just,
hey.
I think I would lose my fucking mind.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
Yeah, I don't
You'd
know.
Go nuts.
Yeah, the show would be way different. It would be probably like the Alabama Hour or something, because there's so much bullshit that goes on in Alabama.
Where would we broadcast from? There would be, there'd be a big lockdown.
We'd need one of those big earthquake coffins.
Yeah.
To hide in.
You know, I know over here we do all these jokes like, oh, there's Little Caesars a block away and all this other shit. We don't give any, location clues in the South if we're broadcasting from over there. We don't give any. I don't want to get pinged. I don't want to get pinged by some fucking crazy ass. No pinging.
So?
I'm worried we're going to get pinged
now.
That's
them crab divers up there. They hate Jesus.
Oh, God.
In America.
No, we're kidding. I'm playing a character. Please, don't shoot me to death.
I'm playing a character. Look, I'm white.
Don't hog tie me, Bubba.
The world will look to us to help solve these problems. And our answer needs to be more than tough talk. Or calls to carpet bomb civilians. That may work as a TV soundbite, but it doesn't pass muster on the world stage.
Right. That was a direct shot at Ted Cruz.
Why doesn't Obama take off the gloves and say, listen, Ted Cruz is a fucking asshole.
He's got another
no
year.
No one likes.
He's got another year.
To work with that dick.
President Pfeiffer.
What the fuck? What
would
do you,
be a lot. Oh, it seems
God.
Like it might be a little Trumpian, except a lot, more liberal.
A lot more liberal. Be a great. Things would be so much better.
Whether you
no
like
bullshit.
It, whether you like it or not.
Are you tired of
would be so much
Are you
better.
Tired of LA traffic?
What?
Are you tired of LA traffic? No more fucking cars in the city. What? I don't give a fuck. I'm
see.
So tired
there
of it.
Go.
No more cars. We're done with cars. And what else? What else do I hate, man? Some things that I hate. No more motorcycles. I hate seeing motorcycle accidents.
Motorcycles
I don't give a shit.
Are cool.
No, they're not. Go down to some fucking.
You have a motorcycle bias.
Oh yeah, I have a. I don't want to be paralyzed. You go to some.
Well, don't ride a motorcycle. Well, don't get an abortion.
Let me
if
tell
you. Don't want one. Same concept.
Okay. Yeah. Don't fuck with that because there's going to be a whole lot of rules about like everybody's going to be able to have abortion.
Everybody's got to get an abortion.
right.
That pregnancy must be approved by by Fyodor Pfeiffer.
Right. Yeah. I just hate when I'm driving around and you ever see a motorcycle wreck? I saw one. It's horrible.
I was in one.
It fucks you. Oh my God. It's amazing.
Kind of. It was a off-road accident.
God. Rednecks. Hey, man. Let's go mudding. Were you mudding?
No, it was out in the desert in Colorado. And
cool.
I was, my cousin had a bike.
Oh, yeah.
And I was riding bitch. And we had helmets on. But we were coming upon a T intersection on these dirt roads out in the middle of literally fucking nowhere.
Oh, yeah. No reason to slow down and take that at a reasonable speed.
Well, my point exactly. I was like, you're coming too fast. You're going too fast. And we were, and we did.
I tell you what,
and
man.
We ended up flipping over, rolling down a ravine.
Are you from Florida?
And ended up in a barbed wire fence.
That is some Florida shit.
And I've got a scar on my neck.
Oh my God.
From where I got punctured.
Lucky it didn't hit your cock.
In my eyebrow.
Imagine.
In my eyebrow.
You got a dick scar.
I went through the cheese shredder. My coat was like, it was, thank God it was chilly out. We were wearing kind of coats and shit. Because all kinds of parts of my body were shredded. My
That's
jeans.
Horrible.
I had scratches and cuts on my legs.
Your poor mom. She must have been fucking just.
Well, and then head wounds bleed.
Did you tell your mom or no?
Well, we had to because we were both covered
in
blood.
What did she say?
And
what did she say to you?
Well, at first, the bike was on top of him in the fence still.
Oh, yeah. God, motorcycles are great, by the way. It sounds like so much fucking fun. Oh, man. Boy, I'm missing out.
I took a moment to threaten to leave him to die there.
Why? Because he was driving like a shithead?
And then
You chose to sit bitch.
And then we...
You chose to get on that motorcycle?
But then we were so far from... back the house, we had to get back on the bike.
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't going to limp back to the fucking...
That's what I always think. You hear about these people that survive shark attacks. Okay, they beat the shark off, or... let me...
I guess that'll stop the attack.
Come here, Jaws. You got to swim after you jack off this shark. You got to swim back into the water. I'm like, what stops another shark from coming to eat you?
Like a buffet.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Well, what stops you from having another bike accident? Jeez, this is horrible.
We went really slowly.
Oh, did you?
Back, yeah. And
a little late for that.
The mothers weren't pleased with the whole...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the whole process.
What would they say?
Well, we kind of broke out of there, too. There was supposed to be...
Give me the fuck out of here.
No, beforehand. There was supposed to be... boundaries of where we could ride the bike.
Oh,
and we were well outside
of
those.
Don't worry about it. Did you not have a helmet on?
Yes, we had helmets.
Oh, okay.
Thank
Jeez.
Goodness. Because
that's a shocker.
Yeah, would have ended up
fucked up.
Worse.
You would end up.
But it just missed my eye. One of the,
you would end
the
up
barbed
hilarious.
Wire fence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
But like, you know, like
Sammy Davis Jr.
A cut like that or the one on my neck, they bleed a lot. You know, it wasn't that bad.
It's a squirter.
Like once they cleaned us up, they realized that it wasn't that horrific, but these two bloody messes show up at the door. Yeah. It's kind of hard to
my cousin's
keep
husband
the moms from flipping out.
He was riding his fucking bike somewhere in Idaho in the middle of nowhere, and he fell and punctured his lung and had to walk his bike fucking a few miles back to his pickup truck.
It was fun riding the bike, though, until
that was so much fun.
The whole accident.
Yeah. I just hate when I drive past those motorcycle accidents. It's just so fucked up looking.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. God.
And that's why we need to reject any politics. Any politics that targets people because of race or religion. When
And they cut over to really one of the just browner shit stains in the Congress.
Gohmert.
No, I have a Gohmert clip. But Trey Gowdy.
Oh, good.
The
Benghazi.
Really one of the stranger hair deals going on in Congress. I don't know what's going on with that dude. But they. Okay, here, wait.
The targets people because of
isn't that fucking weird? I mean, granted, he's got an oddly oblong head.
God,
but
he looks weird, man. He's like the shape of a bowling pin.
Yeah,
does his head get caught in a vise or something?
He's a real foul human being.
Some of that
really,
hair too.
He's really
Slytherin.
He's the head of the Benghazi panel. No, you see, he closed testimony. No more public testimony.
No, geez.
Because the curtain was pulled back on the shenanigans.
And they look stupid.
What kabuki theater it is that they're doing. Yeah.
Kabuki. You ever see any kabuki theater?
I have, yeah.
Oh! Right,
that's crazy.
Oh!
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's amazing.
Race or religion. When politicians insult Muslims, whether abroad or our fellow citizens, when a mosque is vandalized or a kid is called names, that doesn't make us safer. That's not telling it like it is. It's just wrong. It diminishes us in the eyes of the world. It makes it harder to achieve our goals. It betrays who we are as a country.
Lies, all there he is, professing that he's a Muslim. He didn't talk about the Christians, Ryan, and how persecuted the Christians are. No, but he specifically defended his Muslim brothers and sisters.
God.
So those are some of the highlights.
Sounds like a great speech.
It was a good speech. You know, it was a little kumbaya for some tastes. He was humble and said that at one point he said a different president, a Lincoln or a Roosevelt, might have been able to bridge the gap.
Right.
He said, I take some responsibility for it. I haven't been able to do that. I will keep trying.
He doesn't mean that because
these
people,
you know,
that he's
history.
Working.
Sure. This is for history.
He's trying to appear magnanimous.
Right. But really, he wants to get up there and say, fuck all you all. You're all assholes.
Listen, Congress, between you and me, bunch of cunts.
Oh, absolutely.
But come on. Please.
So.
Dicks.
Kim Davis, we said, was there.
Oh, my God.
She was the guest of that.
Oh, jeez. That's your guest?
Initially, he claimed. This is the guy from, was it Pennsylvania? I'm waiting for but he claimed that he wasn't, when he was confronted, he didn't know that he had. And then I guess later on, he kind of defended it. But I guess his staff had somehow gotten a request from, was it American Family Twunzel or whatever?
A bunch of fucking assholes. I mean, if that's
Jim Jordan, House Freedom Caucus chairman.
Anything but freedom. It's the opposite of freedom. Freedom from intelligence.
So this is an interesting story.
Yeah.
Because this is at the HuffPo.
Ooh.
And it's a fascinating story, but what's also weird about it is you'll see. Here, the headline says, here's every line that Kim Davis applauded at the State of the Union. So somebody was assigned.
Oh, that's to watch her.
To fucking watch Kim Davis.
Brilliant.
And see how many times she applauds.
She didn't. She's a.
Spoiler alert. Not a lot.
Spoiler.
This is from Matt Fuller, Huffington Post. It says congressional reporter.
Did he say
apparently
anything?
Matt's the guy who was on Kim Davis duty.
Did Obama mention marriage equality at all in this speech?
A little bit. Yeah. Right. Little bit. Not a lot. He says Kim Davis didn't find much she could applaud during the State of the Union address, but she did find a few things. He identifies who she is. You know, yes. She's the Christo snatch who refused to issue marriage licenses because Jesus.
Hello, Christo.
She went
snatch.
To jail, climbed upon the cross, self nailed herself, and ended up making herself into a little right wing celebrity. So she applauded when the Senate entered the chamber and was announced. That was the only group she clapped for. It says that she was one of only a few audience members who did not clap when the sergeant at arms announced the president.
Yes.
So she didn't clap for the president. One of only a few in there.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Right.
First of all.
Absolutely.
He says for a good chunk of the start of the speech, she avoided applauding at all. She sat through lines on the strong economy, job creation, even delivering benefits to veterans, all which even drew ovations from many Republicans.
Okay.
So some of the earlier lines, that even Republicans applauded, she sat there.
Maybe she was zoning out or something.
Well, a lot of the comments.
She doesn't understand.
Suggest that she didn't understand any of it.
Get it.
It says that the line that broke her no clapping streak was, quote, I think there are outdated regulations that need to be changed and there's red tape that needs to be cut.
Yes.
And she applauded that one.
Oh,
Republicans cheered.
It's got to be weird. Like, she gets to go on a fun trip to Washington to see someone she doesn't like.
But her...
Weird.
A writer here, Matt Fuller, says Davis golf clapped.
Ah!
So the Republicans were cheering. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy was shouting in approval. Kim Davis golf clapped.
That's great, man.
He said the biggest night Obama's... possibly the biggest line of the night did get a clap from Kim Davis, which is when he said our troops are the finest fighting force in the history of the world.
Yes.
Standing O on the floor. And it says calm, calculated applause from Davis.
Oh, geez. I think she must have. Do you think she had somebody telling her when to clap? They give her a high sign like clap now. Clap.
No, she wasn't. She only clapped four times.
Oh, OK.
And we're halfway through. she sat there unmoving in the name of the Lord when Obama called for making America the country that cures cancer. Did you hear that?
He
announced an initiative to cure cancer.
Perfect.
In 10 years and he's putting Joe Biden in charge of starting.
Oh, I love
it.
That
he said we had the space race, why can't we do that with cancer?
Absolutely. That's awesome.
That's when he had one of the best lines of the night, I think, when he said he went after science deniers. Mm-hmm. And he said in the 50s, when the Russians launched Sputnik, we didn't look up and deny Sputnik was up there.
Yeah.
He said, we got together and we put 10 years later, we were walking on the moon.
Right. We can do
12
it.
12 years later.
We're American, baby.
Right. She curing cancer. She didn't do anything.
She loves cancer.
When he said America is on track to end HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
No applause.
Wow. What?
Stopping the spread of Ebola.
Yes.
In Africa.
Of course. She applauded.
She did not clap.
Wait, I don't understand Kim Davis. She's pro cancer, pro AIDS.
Space program didn't clap.
Okay. She hates space.
Reducing influence of money in politics. Cricket.
Okay. I can understand how you might be against space travel. Maybe you think it's a waste. Maybe you think it's dumb. We don't have any business being in space. What was that last one you mentioned?
Influence of money in politics.
Maybe she loves that. Who knows? How are you for cancer and AIDS? How do you?
Because Obama's against it.
But it's cancer. It's AIDS. Everybody hates AIDS,
I
right?
I don't know what to tell you.
If you like AIDS, please tweet us at CrabDiving. Explain yourself.
She did applaud after going after terrorists.
Okay.
That's her third one.
Yay. She's anti-terrorist.
And then, again, I'm reading from Matt Fuller's piece over at HuffPo. He says she clapped twice, but just twice.
Like this?
There you go.
All right.
Maybe she was trying to turn on a lamp.
Oh, yeah.
She clapped twice, but just twice at a line that he says was almost written for her. But this is the thing. This is how stupid she is. This line and this is when I think CNN cut over to her. I mean, I think it was evil.
God.
He said, we need to reject any politics that targets people because of race or religion. Right.
Oh shit.
That's it.
And gay people.
He said that's the last time she clapped at the end. Jeez. When he was finished. What's and he said his, you know, he saved the big line, State of Our Union is Strong, for his absolute last words.
Uh-huh.
It said everybody gave a standing ovation except her.
Damn.
She stayed seated. Maybe there were a couple others.
Oh, shit.
At one point, she was one of the very few people in the entire chamber.
Was she asleep?
Who wasn't standing.
Did she fall asleep?
No, she's okay. Just an asshole.
Oh, okay. God, she's against curing cancer.
what a horrible, heinous person, right? That's I mean, how could she make herself more loathsome to regular America? And I mean, she's just a disgusting,
Kim Davis begs the question,
bigot.
Do we really need to cure AIDS?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what she's saying? I mean, maybe we don't need to cure it.
It's God's punishment on homos.
Yeah. Is that's why she's not clapping for that?
Surely.
She's nuts. Hey, Kim, what if you get AIDS? You walrus?
It says, finally, Davis rose from her seat, stuck her gallery ticket in her mouth, and adjusted her clothes. She did not clap. And that was it. She waddled out.
She put her ticket in her mouth and adjusted her skirt or her dress. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who wrote this again? What's
again,
this guy's name?
Matt Fuller.
Oh,
kudos
evil.
To Matt
you
Matt
evil
Fuller.
Motherfucker. Hilarious. She put her gallery ticket in her mouth and adjusted her dress.
She did not clap.
Why did she do that?
The top comment says she probably didn't understand anything that was said in the speech. She looked confused and out of place. It was true. The one time they cut to her, she really looked bewildered.
Is it true that she wasn't adjusting her dress and somebody said had to say, hey, Kim, don't eat that?
She should have gone to a NASCAR event.
Oh, good one.
This guy says, Obama can use some pretty big words. I have to wonder if she understood the speech.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All these commenters, of course, at the HuffPost.
They're assholes.
They're going to be leaning
but hilarious.
Against her.
Sure. A lot of people can lean against her. She won't even move.
I kind of agree with this person. She's a disrespectful, disgraceful, pathetic example of a human being.
Boo.
I hated seeing her there so many well-deserving Americans
yeah.
who've done wonderful things for this country. It's a shame that a seat was wasted on her.
This
I agree.
This is a fucking asshole clerk that didn't want to do her fucking job, and now she gets to watch the fucking president speak for the last time at the State of the Union. This is ridiculous.
Right. She wanted to prevent other people from having equal access to some civil process.
What in the fuck?
So that's denying people rights. It's obvious discrimination.
Oh, God.
And they tried to accommodate her. and say, look, okay, just let your employees do it. The employees said, well, we'll do it. And but she, no, not with my name on it.
Well, who knows, man? Who knows? She's fucked up. She's not even... She's
dumb. She was being used by that...
she's pro-cancer.
That evil Liberty Council, right?
I'm pro-AIDS.
They're the
pro-cancer.
Ones who wrangled her the seats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure. Because her sitting right next to her was her asshole lawyer from Liberty Council.
God. I mean, this made her look dumb. Yeah. I mean, she didn't come off well in this. She didn't clap for... She's pro-AIDS.
She's pro-AIDS.
God, that's amazing. Jeez.
So,
hey, Kim, how come you didn't clap when the president says, hey, who didn't want to see cancer ended in 10 years? Why wouldn't you clap for that? Ah, she hates Obama worse than cancer. That's amazing.
Oh, sure.
Jeez, I mean, it's cancer,
unsurprising,
man.
Unsurprising, though, with the shit they've been slinging.
Oh, yeah. Yummy.
Now, I've got one thing that some of them were pissed off that he didn't mention, but then it turns out. It all worked out. It's that boat. There were two boats,
right?
Full of American, two Navy boats. That one of them had a mechanical difficulty.
Okay,
and I guess one of the other ones went to help it or something. Anyway, they both ended up inside Iranian waters.
Ooh,
the Iranians captured them, arrested them.
Okay,
took them to very nice account. I think decent. They didn't throw them in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
They fed them.
Okay.
And this morning they're released.
Oh, shit.
Meanwhile.
When are we going to, are we bombing anyone?
Well, funny you should mention that because.
Yes.
It was shitty timing because the president, one of the things he talked about and might have been toned down, we don't know
what
edits were made, was the Iran deal. Yeah. But the reason that this process became a catch and release that any fucking state would do. We would do the same thing.
If any
foreign navy drifted into our waters, we would probably snag them unless they're our besties.
Right.
And say, you know, and make a phone call and then send them back. The Iranians, and that's exactly what they did. Remember, in Republican land, we weren't talking to the Iranians. It wasn't until Obama became president and said, look, that's not the way to run things. Even if they're your enemy, you still got to talk to make them not your enemy.
Because unfortunately, in the world we're in, the alternative is to what? Start shooting? Starting to blow shit up?
Well, that's Republican diplomacy.
Anything,
blow shit up.
Anything is better than starting World War fucking
and that's where,
three.
Oh, my God, the boners were flying yesterday on the right when they thought that here's the chance to bomb the fuck out of Iran because they took our people hostage.
Yummy.
Then they started arguing over, you know, right away, John Kerry, which he wouldn't have been able to do. You know what he did? He got on the phone and talked to his counterpart in Iran.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, what's going on with our guys you captured? Oh, we'll get them back to you tomorrow. Okay.
You think the guy was like, wait, what are you talking about? What guys?
Well, I'm sure
are
he knew.
I don't know.
Fuck. Yeah. And he was like, okay. So John Kerry said, they'll be out soon.
Trust me.
They'll
I talked
soon.
To a guy.
They'll be out soon.
Right. It's not 24, is it?
The Republicans were, but state TV said they were arrested, not detained, arrested. They're arguing over the word.
Yeah.
And then they're arguing over the translation of the word and ridiculous shit like that. Just so that the Republicans could say, look how weak America is, that they're just snatching our Navy off the water with impunity. Any state. That's the same fucking thing.
And what do you think this rhetoric being shat out by the Republican does to this whole system? I mean, aren't they worried that their words could have consequences and maybe
no.
the Iranians get offended and they're like,
no.
fuck you, we're going to keep these guys.
These are the traitors that signed forget those senators signed Tom Cotton, traitorous Tehran Tom Cotton.
Tehran Tommy.
Sent that famous letter. To the Iranians saying, don't make a deal with Obama because we're not going to keep it if a Republican gets into office.
Relax, guys. Relax, Tom. I don't know what Republican you think is going to win the presidency in 2016.
But now without that deal, Carrie wouldn't have been able to pick up the phone and get our people back. They still would be. They might be in jail.
Okay, so tell me. Explain.
They might be being paraded around. Right. Look at the evil spies we caught.
So how is this negative again? It's very negative, right?
Because Obama.
Obviously negative.
Because
yes.
It's a success for Obama.
Fuck
therefore,
me.
It's a bad thing. And the un-American conservatives
it's so negative.
Would rather see the country hurt
oh, yeah.
than Obama have success. That's what's so bizarre.
Fuck everyone.
So bizarre. A lot of the pundits last night were saying that. Even the Republican pundits
yes.
were kind of saying that that's, you know, the extremism on their side is weird, that they've never seen that before, where they really don't care if the country goes down in fucking flames.
Well, listen, dickheads.
As long as it doesn't look like a success to Obama.
Well, you dickheads, you did it. You did it. You're the one that put Sarah Palin on the fucking ticket with John McCain. You built this Tea Party fucking Frankenstein. So figure it out and fucking fix it.
Go farther back to Reagan and just the decimation of the economy and the middle class. And that's why people are angry. If we had a strong middle class where everybody's making money and paying their bills and not one flat tire away from bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah.
Then it would be. Nobody be pissed off.
Right.
Everybody's on edge and frayed because all the rich have sucked all the lifeblood out of the country.
Everyone's strength and endurance rating would be strong. High.
Right.
Right, Dungeon Master?
And constitution.
My constitution is thick and girthy.
oh, wow.
Who's the Dungeon Master here, motherfucker?
That's right. It's Lord Dungeon Master to you.
Here's your ball gag.
There were no ball gags involved.
Oh, really?
Not in
Jeez.
The D&D games. So there you go. That's a little bit of that. Then
it's great news. Here, those people got released.
Right. So they're gone. You're not going to hear them crowing about that. No, they fed them.
Okay.
They fed them and gave them beds.
Oh, shit.
And kept them overnight.
What kind of food?
Now
Iranian
they've sent
food?
Them back.
Is it Iranian food? Like, if you're going to go have Iranian food, you say, I'm having Iranian cuisine.
Have some falafel.
Or Persian.
Well,
how is it referred to?
If you live here and your family's Iranian, you call yourself Persian. If you're over there, I guess Iranian. That always cracked me up because I would meet people. They'd be like, I'm Persian. Like,
right.
You mean Iranian? Oh, no. Don't say that. I get it.
Yeah.
Look what's happening now, these assholes. Would you claim to be Iranian? Would you claim to be a Muslim?
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't give a. I'll be whatever. I'll be whatever. I'm an atheist. That's not fun to proclaim.
The Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard freed the sailors after determining they'd entered Iranian territorial waters by mistake. Our investigation showed two U.S. Navy boats entered our territorial waters inadvertently.
Ooh.
They were released in international waters after apologizing.
Who fucked up on that fucking boat, man?
And that's it. Well, the Americans are saying there was mechanical difficulty.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't come out denying, which would be the usual response.
Yes.
If it was shenanigans.
Right.
Obviously, we knew that we had fucked up because nobody came out screaming, this is an illegal
right, right.
You know, detaining.
How pissed off would you be if there was somebody driving the boat that just didn't fucking pay attention? Like, oh,
took
my
a wrong
God.
Turn.
Where'd I ran? Oh, shit. I would be so fucking pissed
but
off.
But God, over on Fox, they couldn't wait to show the footage of the sailors on their knees with their hands behind their heads, you know, when they were being detained and stuff like that. Couldn't wait to show that shit on Fox News. Look at how they treat Americans because of Obama's pussitude. Well, ringing in on the events yesterday.
Ring-a-ding.
Was somebody that we hear from.
Oh, yes.
Occasionally here. We haven't,
who is this?
We haven't really heard from this person in a little while.
Tony Danza.
But it's this guy. From the sovereign state of Texas.
People say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Louis Gohmert of Texas, one of the prides.
Oh,
of Texas.
Hey, if you're like pre-battle, you're like, okay, can you tell the jacker offer guy I don't feel like it right now? I'm about to get my fucking head lopped off in a battle.
You're saying you might have erection difficulty if you're thinking you might be taking a spear to your gut?
I think I would be in a bad mood if that was what I was about to go into, and I don't want anyone fucking with me or talking to me. I just want to get in my fucking space.
You don't want a massage?
I don't want anything. I'm about to go into fucking battle. Imagine that shit. You saw Spartacus and, you know.
Right.
All those horrible movies. God, what a horrible time to be in. You run out into battle. Jeez. You're fucking.
Here is Louis Gohmert.
Fuck that.
Appeared on Dana Loesch, who's a right-wing nut job.
Loesch.
On her show on The Blaze.
Oh, my God. I love it.
And, well, here you go. Just listen.
Massages.
Listen to this bullshit.
We're getting reports that Iran has detained 2 boats, 10 sailors, 9 men, 1 woman. Iranian news is reporting that they were arrested, although the Pentagon's jumping through some word Olympics to say everything's fine, don't worry about it. What's your assessment of this?
Fuck her.
I've jerked off 17 times. I got a massage before I came over.
The Pentagon is jumping through word Olympics? Is that true? Word Olympics.
Because on Iranian TV, they use the word arrested, and the administration was saying detained.
Is there any instance when people
just, who cares?
Just hey, could everybody just stop being a cock for 2 fucking seconds? Just 2 seconds. Oh. Don't be a total asshole. I know it's hard.
I am apologizing in advance then for what Louis is about to say.
Assessment of this.
Well, first of all, I understand that John Kerry has indicated that, look, when he got word, he and Ash Carter called the Iranians to, help take care of our Navy guys because they had some mechanical problems. And when our Navy ships have problems, we don't call Iran.
Right.
We call the rest of the Navy.
Okay, you fucking pinhead.
Fuck everyone.
He didn't call Iran.
Fuck that!
For an oil change. He called Iran because he knew that the sailors had been detained.
Fuck everyone on this fucking clip.
They didn't call them.
These people are assholes, dude. It's impossible to listen to. When he says whatever he says is stupid, and then she goes,
he doesn't, but he's wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking
about.
He's
dumb.
They knew that we were in it, getting, it was detained.
Right.
They found out, and then he says, it's not like, Carrie gets a phone call. Hey, we got a boat broken down 18 feet inside Iranian waters.
Yeah,
and then
inches.
Carrie gets on the horn and calls his friend over in Iran and says, hey, can you guys send over a wrench?
Right.
That's not what he's talking about, Louis Gohmert, you fucking pinheaded moron.
He says that, and then that chick is like, right.
Oh,
I just hate her. And I hate Louis. Everyone sucks.
That's so stupid.
God.
And our Navy ships
have problems.
We don't call Iran.
We don't call Iran.
She's like, right. You're right.
Is it true? Were they only 19 feet in Iranian waters?
No, like a mile.
6 inches?
Like mile.
Okay.
Knuckle deep.
It's an American penis mile.
We call the rest of the Navy. We can call the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, Coast Guard. We don't call Iran.
Hey.
But I guess, if you've got relatives that have weddings that involve.
What is he talking about?
And how would you call the Coast Guard? I'm being serious for a second. Does the Coast Guard operate in the Middle East at all? The U.S. Coast Guard.
Right.
Do they operate in the Middle East?
No.
No! You can't call
them. Kind of.
The U.S.
Kind of
Coast Guard, you
our
cunt.
Our coast, yeah.
Everything he says is irritating and just makes me nuts. And all I can think about right now is that thing he said about massages. It's just his voice.
And
you're a dick.
But none of this is true.
No, it's all bullshit.
It's all based on the premise that
he writes laws.
That the boat broke down and Kerry called the Iranians for help. That ain't what happened. The boat broke down. It drifted into Iranian waters and it and the boat, I guess, that was sent to help were detained.
This load fuck writes
and
laws.
Then he called and said, hey, you guys got our dudes. Can you let them go? And the Iranians said, okay, we'll let them go in the morning.
In the morning.
And they're gone.
And where did they stay? Did they stay in the dungeon, in the Iranian dungeon?
They didn't keep the boats. They didn't stay in a gulag and get whipped.
When was the raping?
They didn't Abu Ghraib them. Oops.
Yes.
Only we do that. They didn't waterboard them. Only we do that.
God.
In the name of freedom.
I mean, what do you think would happen on the riot if it came out in the news that, oh, God, we had an Iranian boat drifted into the fucking water.
Why didn't you blow them out of the water?
Nuke them. Fuck you. I mean, see, that's why it would be scary to have a conservative be
that's
president.
Why they love Trump.
Overreact.
That's why they love Trump.
And they're hateful.
He's just saying, I'm going to bomb the shit out of them. We're going to put up a giant wall. We're going to kill every terrorist. We're going to drag Muslims off the streets.
Hey, Donald, can you propose something that doesn't involve bombing the shit out of something or a fucking wall? Do you have any other ideas? No walls, no bombing.
Aren't you tired of war, people? Aren't you tired of it? Tired of hearing about our soldiers getting killed? Aren't you a little bored with
it? They're desensitized, or they compartmentalize that shit, or they're sociopaths. Somehow that doesn't bother them. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Of the people that are in charge in Iran, well, maybe you feel that comfortable. But you know, Dana, there are secrets on every military ship we have, military boat, military fast boat, whether it's inflatable or not.
Really?
What?
Really? Okay.
What? That's not true.
You know what's worse?
There are not secrets. I'm sorry, but there's no nuclear football on every Swift boat that's out there. He's
but
just
then
lying.
He lists every boat. It's so irritating. Like, yeah, I would get your point. Inflatable, non-inflatable. Wait, are there secrets on these inflatable boats? Yes or no?
I wouldn't think so.
There's secrets on our blow-up dolls.
That has no business being in the hands of the Iranians. And so...
Well, then we shouldn't have drifted into their water.
You're a simpleton, fuck!
For the Iranians to even issue a statement at all saying we are going to release them soon tells you that they control whether or not they can leave. That situation should not be allowed to happen. This is kind of thing. Well,
here we go.
They released them. They let him go. You fucktard. Oh, I said tard. Oh, I hate myself.
Here we go.
I apologize. I don't want to say that anymore.
The world according to Texas.
God, I hate this fucking guy.
The world according to Texas would look like because
yeah, great.
Listen to what President Gohmert would do. Here's what you got to do.
This is kind of thing. Well, actually, we had an embassy attacked in 1979 when I was in the Army at Fort Benning. We expected to go. We were put on high alert. But because we didn't have a president that knew how to deal with radicals, then, it went on for over a year. And it's still, they're not talking about Gitmo when they recruit people. They talk about 79 when they attacked our embassy and we didn't have the stomach to fight back. They talk about 83 when they hit our embassy and killed hundreds of Marines and we didn't have the stomach to fight back.
Oh, that's, my God.
We didn't have the stomach. He sounds so stupid. It's just so, he sounds so fucking, we didn't have the stomach to fight.
You're not going
to
convince a young pre-jihadi to switch over to your ideology, whipping out what happened in 1979 or what happened in 1983. They don't care about that.
We didn't have the stomach to fight back.
Yeah, you tell them, hey, that bomb that blew up that school down the block.
No, yeah.
That killed your cousins with the We Love America scrawled on the side of it.
Right.
Fuck you, towel heads written on the side of it.
We ain't got no stomach.
Love the U.S.
Where's my stomach?
That's what they see.
So irritating.
That's what they use for recruiting. And we should demand that Iran let these people go. Our Navy men and women, whatever they are, let them go. Or we're going to start taking your ships out one at a time.
Great.
We were in their waters.
Well, yeah.
Can you imagine the world?
We're going to take out their ships one at a time.
It's just such... It's the same level as Kim Jong-un.
Nine.
You know, it's just bullshit, saber-rattling rhetoric. Okay, yeah, they got the nuke. Everybody's saying... It was not
a
hydrogen bomb.
It's
that's some bullshit.
When these Republicans start mouthing off and getting all like nationalistic and shit, man.
Creepy.
Yeah, I mean, that has to cause us problems. Like, what do you mean? Why is it productive? Even if we were going to start taking out their fucking ships, Why would it? What is productive about threatening that? Why would that be helpful to say that anyway? What the fuck does he know? Him and Obama are the joint chiefs. They're like, hey, Louis, when would be a good time to start taking out those Iranian boats? He wouldn't be in on that conversation. Would Louis Gohmert be in the war room?
I don't know what he might be on a committee.
Oh my God.
You never know. I don't know what the hell he's doing. It's conceivable he's on a committee. Jim Inhofe heads up the fucking science committee in the Senate. God. The guy who threw the snowball to prove there's no global warming.
It is all exhausting and fucking terrifying.
this is ridiculous. Here is, the follow-up to...
Crab diving follow-up.
Rebuttal to the crab diving rebuttal to the...
God, Kate, get comfortable,
State
please.
Of the Union.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, she's digging in her blanket and shit. Was delivered by Nikki Haley.
Oh, God.
Of South Carolina, the governor there.
Somebody
and
get me some heroin.
And she is... The tea partier,
perfect.
She outflanked on the right, the establishment candidate there to win.
We got a tea partier as a governor.
But now they hate her.
Oh.
On the right. They hate her. The Trumpalos and all the, every other of the knuckle draggers loathe and despise her because she took down the Confederate flag.
Oh my God. Well, good for her.
She changed her mind. She ran. Yeah. On, it's a sign of saying we keep the flag. It's a sign of our heritage, blah, blah, blah. But then after those people were horrifically killed by Dylann Roof, who was, waving the flag around, kind of in pictures.
White fucking supremacist, domestic white fucking terrorist.
She was like, I get it. I'm going to vote to take that thing down. They took it down much to the butthurt of all the racist white fucks. So someone who is very disappointed in her.
Yes.
And the whole speech. The speech was interesting. The rebuttal, you know what? It wasn't bad.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
jeez.
From a commie goose-stepping liberal, or not goose-stepping, prancing liberal.
Do you goose-step? Or do you prance? There's a difference. Jesus.
The
prancing. I soft shoe.
Yeah.
You ever have to take dance in college or no?
I did not. You know.
You didn't?
No, I got the magic pen on that one. That was one of the deals.
We have a flat feet or something?
No, I got there. I had already had 2 years
of
college.
Okay.
And I wanted to get my BA and get the fuck out in 2 years. I had it all planned. I was going to have easy, like 12 credit semesters.
You didn't have to take ballet?
And be done. Well, I would have. Just for the regular BA. But then one of the professor who headed up the BFA program there.
Yes.
Was like, you got to get the BFA.
Oh, God,
convinced to get the BFA. And when I said, well, but I don't know if the math works out with the classes and everything. I'm out in 2 years. I don't want to be here longer than 2 years.
Yeah.
And, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Well, a year later, I'm looking at classes and I'm like, wait a second.
The math doesn't work.
And it was 2 credits.
Yes.
And then there was one more, like a shop working in the shop.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I ended up working off because I had been working in the scene shop already. I was already qualified on the heavy equipment.
Do you work in the woodshed? Oh, yeah.
But so I got that. I worked a couple of shows that way.
Okay.
And got the credit.
Right.
And then on the dance, he just had to sign off on my degree and say, because I said, I'm leaving. At that point, I was like,
you didn't have
why
to
do
learn.
I need my degree?
No,
to act.
You didn't learn flat ball change.
I wish I had because I am a horrific dancer. I can't.
I'm a shitty dancer.
Horrible.
I took 2 years of tap and 1 year of jazz. Didn't make me any good at moving.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah. I'm just not good at it either. Because when
Buffalo One,
when I played Captain Hook in Peter Pan.
Stepball change.
There were some dance numbers, a couple of dance numbers.
But that's a character actor.
Right, thankfully. But even then, the dance guy was like, okay, he wanted me to go to the dance audition. Which,
oh, shit.
Fuck you, you asshole. Yeah.
Fuck off. That's no fun. I already had the part, dancer,
and the motherfucker made me go to the dance audition. And he's like, okay, everybody, let's do a simple grapevine. And I was like, what? You know, I had no idea what the fuck he was talking about.
Even the... Yeah.
That's exactly what was going on in my brain. I didn't know.
Okay, anyway, so you didn't take dance.
Yeah, and then he's like, so you're playing Hook, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All condescending.
Here's
and shit.
Your dance belt.
Yeah. Here is... in response to Nikki Haley.
Oh, yes.
In response to her response. Again, like I said, a lot of people are considering it. It was definitely a launch at Trump.
Launch.
Because she even says, don't let voices of anger cloud our judgment.
Okay.
And then she committed heresy when she said, basically she said, you know, the Democrats aren't the only ones to blame for how broken the system is. We need to take some responsibility also.
Ooh.
What? Oh, damn. They don't like that.
Yeah.
You can't stomach it. You don't have to stomach.
And then she's a woman and she's brown. So,
oh, shit. Sorry.
But then, you know, some of the libs said even that fact that there's so much rancor right now, a silver lining to it,
yes,
is that the State of the Union address and the rebuttal by the opposition party were delivered by a black man and a woman who's the daughter of Indian immigrants.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's amazing, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. It was. Yeah. If it wasn't a white guy, you were amazed,
right? Well, I don't know. I don't know if everyone in this country shares your amazement.
What do you mean?
Or your satisfaction with that. There might be some people that might be a little disappointed.
Well, right. They think, okay, then everything's fixed.
Oh, yes.
See, it's not. Look, we got a brown one as president. No. How can you say there's... I see that all the time.
Is Alabama still part of
horrible comments.
Is Alabama still in the union?
Roughly.
Then we have some problems.
But yeah, I see that in the comments all the time where they're like... there's obviously no racism. Look, we got a black president. What more do you people want?
Right. Oh, by the way, speaking of Alabama, congratulations to the Crimson Tide. They won the national championship.
Alabama stand.
Either yesterday or day before. Roll Tide, baby. That's for my mom. She's a Tide fan.
Pat and Ryan, please make dancing video for your fans.
Leave me alone.
We want them to stay fans. Thank you, though, Maggie.
Leave the crabs alone. I ain't dancing.
At Maggie J. Strong, the very funny...
We don't dance.
...host of...
We run this network!
The very funny host of Pretty Misandry. Listen at 4 p.m. on Thursdays for brand new episodes.
Everybody else dance.
iTunes and Stitcher.
You dance.
Crabdiving.com.
You dance. I don't dance.
So Nikki Haley... gave her rebuttal.
Yes.
It was a good speech. She didn't shit the bed like a lot of the, you know, Rubio with his water.
Oh, my God. What a maroon.
Or Jindal, who was just horrible, sweating and stammering.
Hey, Bobby.
Here is, Rachel Maddow pointed out, like she was reading who have done the rebuttals. And hasn't gone well at all because Bob McDonald was one of them who's now waiting for the Supreme Court to decide if he's going to rot in prison for 8 years or something like that. It just hasn't gone well for them.
I remember when she was making fun of Marco Rubio's water thing. She really let that poor guy have it. Good for her.
She can be pretty snarky.
Yeah, be snarky.
Here, we're not even going to play Name That Nutjob because you get this voice within... half a second.
Okay.
Brian Fisher.
Oh, I love it.
Of the American Family Association.
Yes.
Here is the Christo fascist asswipe. He's probably a Baptist.
Is he talking about
isn't he a Southern Baptist? Is that what he is? Or an evangelical
he's an assholeologist.
Something.
He's a jackhole.
But Brian Fisher, I don't think he's a big fan of the Nikki Haley speech.
Oh, no.
And here he is.
Then she said that we would respect, if we were in office, we would respect differences in modern families if we were in control. We would respect differences in modern families.
What the fuck is that bitch talking about?
Fuck this shit. I ain't right. respecting nothing.
Is she black? Is she a Mexican?
I'm white and ignorant and dumb. Fuck you.
Brian Fisher.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Born in Oklahoma City.
Oh, boy.
Raised in Fresno, California, undergraduate degree in philosophy from Stanford.
Motherfucker grew up in California. Then, I totally get it.
Then went to have a degree in theology from Dallas Theological Seminary.
Oh, boy. God damn. What a... That's your degree, Jesus? Jeez.
I don't really see a...
Where did he go to broadcast?
I don't see a denomination. It just says he then went on to...
I bet he's
serve at Cole Community Church in Boise, Idaho.
It doesn't say what that is.
It just says Cole Community Church.
Community Church might be the denomination.
He co-founded the Commandments Coalition. Keep the Commandments Coalition.
Oh, yeah. Keep your big cement slabs in your courthouse.
Yeah. A group dedicated to keeping a Ten Commandments monument in Julia Davis Park in Boise.
Not slab.
Let's see. Welfare.
He's so dumb.
Welfare has destroyed the African American family. He says they've got some of his lowlights on his Wikipedia.
That's a weird way to destroy poor people. Give them money. Oh my God.
That's
harmful.
Their big thing, right? That's why the Democrats are more racist than the Republicans, Ryan, because all they want to do is give them free stuff and keep them poor.
Yummy.
Because then they're all lazy and don't want to work.
Now, fuck off. Everyone, fuck off.
Been shown to not
stupid
be true.
Idiots. Yeah.
Control. We would respect differences in modern families. What does she mean by that? She means by that the Republican Party has officially embraced sodomy-based marriage.
There we go.
Sodomy-based marriage.
Oh, no. The Republican Party has officially embraced sodomy-based marriage.
Oh, my God. Sodomy-based marriage. Yep. I love it. That has to... Sodomybasedmarriage.com exists, or do we need to buy it? That has to be it. Wait! Get your sodomy off me! Yeah, it's everywhere!
Right.
Kate, quit licking up the sodomy. Gross.
Quit licking the Santorum off.
Embraced sodomy-based marriage. That's what that means. The Republican Party has officially embraced sodomy-based marriage and the entire homosexual agenda. We would respect differences in modern families, but we would insist on respect for religious liberty as a cornerstone of our democracy. So you parse that. Nikki Haley, again, she's the mouthpiece. She's the lackey for the Republican establishment here.
This is your Trump audience.
Oh, yeah. Your Trump-a-less.
I mean, kind of. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the this response, pull the Jesus out of it a little bit, and you've got old angry white guys screaming, how dare you make us evolve and change and grow and accept other people? How dare you?
Get your sodomy-based agenda out of my ass. Wait, put it in a little bit.
And who cares if it's sodomy-based marriage?
Give me a massage.
I don't care if it's bukkake-based marriage. Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
We're not going to invest one ounce of energy as a party, as a ruling class Republicans. We're not going to invest one ounce of energy in fighting to protect natural marriage. We're not...
Ruling class? Did he say the ruling? Oh, please.
That's an ounce of energy.
Quit squirting. My birds. What ruling class Republican is he fucking talking about? Are they in charge?
Now, yeah.
What the fuck?
This is the schism that's happened.
Schism.
Because years ago when they decided to open their loins for the religious right.
Release the schisms.
The lunatics and embrace the racists and embrace the xenophobes and start playing only to them. Then they were promising these people.
What a bunch of disgusting assholes.
That's why everybody's mad. That's why those people are mad. The Republicans get in. They say, you elect me and we're going to repeal Obamacare. You elect me and we're kicking every Mexican out of the fucking country.
Fuck
elect
you.
You elect me and this is going to happen.
Right.
And then what's happened? they can't do that because, right. you know, there's another half of the country that isn't moronic, racist, xenophobic, homophobic, misogynistic, dickwad.
It's most of the country.
Right.
It's most of the country. I don't know how these people have such a fucking voice. They're noisy. That's all I can figure.
Right. And low participation. When people get out to vote, wonderful things happen in this country. But when it's like down at 30%, we end up with the Tea Party.
Right. Oh, by the way, at Maggie Strong, host of Pretty Misandry, posing a question.
Yes.
Like, this dude never tried to stick it in his wife's butt? I don't know. I don't have any comment on that. I don't know what Brian Fisher does, you know.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
I'm sure he does.
Ask his wife. Yeah. What a lucky, oh, that what poor, a lucky poor girl. Woman,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
She's a great gal.
See, he's pretty sexy, right? He's a looker.
Yeah.
You're going to invest 1 ounce of energy to try to preserve the right of children to be raised by a mom and a dad. We know from the research it's a form of child abuse for a child to be raised in a same-sex household. It is a form of child abuse.
I'm sure he's referencing one study that they wave around
right.
that has been debunked and yeah. shat upon and because it wasn't done scientifically and they picked a bad sampling and it's right. just bad science and it's wrong.
This is a good point he's making. What's that dude that big movie star, he's gay, he used to theater, he was Doogie Howser. What's his name?
Neil Patrick Harris
and his husband, they adopted children, they have kids.
Yeah.
You know, God, how bad do you think their life is? I mean,
he's all over Instagram in Paris and New York.
He's
and
taking
Spain
his kids everywhere. Yeah. He's taking his kids. They look like they're having a horrible life.
Oh, yeah.
Please, someone rescue those poor children from Neil Patrick
from
Harris.
From that sodomy-based marriage. Oops.
You know, from the research, it's a form of child abuse.
This is a form of child abuse.
God,
raising your kids in a household where you teach children that if they don't toe the line, they're going to fry for all eternity in suffering that's unimaginable
right.
from a God that supposedly loves them.
Listen, dickhead. Listen, Brian
Fisher.
That's
child abuse.
How about this? Why don't we take your kids, have them take the SAT, and then we'll have Neil fucking Patrick Harris's fucking children take the SAT, and then we'll see who scores higher. Who do you think?
Right.
Who
Especially do you think? In the science section.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
To be raised in a same-sex household. It is a form of child abuse.
Whatever.
All of the best in social research confirms that.
It's a lie.
And here's Nikki Haley saying, we're not going to fight for those children. We're not going to fight for the children that are subjected to a form of child abuse by being raised in a same-sex household. We're not going to fight on that. We're not going to fight for those children. We're done on that issue. All we're hoping for is some shred of religious liberty.
Oh,
you know, it's like,
God.
What a fucking asshole.
All we're hoping for is a shred of religious liberty. If we can't hate on the faggots and the fish bangers, then why can't that's not religious liberty. Right. We have to be able to hate and discriminate at will.
Who listens to this asshole? I want to know who listens, because I'm worried about those people. They're scary.
Same people who listen to Jim Baker.
What a scary cross-section of fucking humanity.
Old, angry Christians, for the most part. And then they'll say, well, but I'm 35 years old. Okay, there's exceptions. And you probably came from the crotch spawn of other religious extremists. Or, again, one addiction to another.
Yeah.
I know people that in my life were addicted to either alcohol or drugs.
Yeah.
And got out of that, thankfully, for their health, but mental health wise, not so great because they went to Jesus.
Yeah.
Like crazy Jesus. Crazy Jesus.
I can't believe this guy would have the nerve. So some kid gets adopted into a family. That kid is—he's not in the foster system, right? Mm-hmm. He has parents, and his life is like instantly fucking
better.
Some
of these guys have said they think the kids would be better off in an orphanage.
Oh yeah, sure.
Then it, I guess, apparently, you know, the two dads are butt fucking each other in front of the television,
you know,
all the time.
I think Neil Patrick Harris should turn his kids into the orphanage and let the orphanage raise them. They're going to turn out so much better. Come
on, right?
The fuck.
It's crazy bullshit. It's insane. These are the abusers.
No. Hey, by the way, let's remind us they were the most popular Christians in the country forever.
The Dugars?
The Dugars.
Right. The Diddlers.
How did that go?
How's that going?
Jeez.
You know, it's like the parable that Jesus told. Remember the Syrophoenician woman? She said, yeah, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And it's like Nikki Haley saying, we are just hoping, pleading with President Obama for just a few crumbs of religious liberty.
Oh, fuck you.
What she was saying was maybe we should be open to all religions and not allow anger or not direct it toward a certain religion, because crazy people are representing that religion or pretend to be from that religion or bastardizing it. He pulls out of that.
I mean,
that Christians are begging for a scrap of religious liberty. In this God guy. We trust is on every fucking penny, you asshole.
Boy, Brian Fisher is just burning my fucking ass today. I am losing my mind. I'm losing it. He's an asshole.
Well, there's a few more seconds.
Oh. We're not expecting to protect or preserve natural marriage. We're not even interested in fighting for that. We're not going to fight for kids to have the right to be raised by a mom and a dad. We've surrendered all of that. We have capitulated on all of that. We've run up the white flag. Now all we're hoping for, begging for, is just a few pieces, a few crumbs that fall from the master's table.
Oh, fuck poor you. Christians.
Hey, Brian Fisher, here's the thing. You're a tremendous loser. Fuck off. Nobody likes you. You're just a piece of shit, dude. I mean, you're such a homophobe. Fuck you,
There's a lot of heinous-tude going on right there.
You're the... Fuck, this is part of the problem.
Yeah.
Proliferating total fucking bullshit. How's that satisfying, you shit face?
Real quickly here in the last few minutes.
God damn it. How does this guy look? How do you look at yourself in the fucking mirror after saying shit like that?
He's got his checkbook. He gets paid.
Eat a dick.
I've got...
Yeah. Fuck that guy, man. Man, what a dickhead.
Jeez. He represents... Look at it. Louis Gohmert would... Totally agree with him.
Misages.
We've got a quick follow up to
crab diving follow up.
Someone who we both miss.
The third agency of government. No. I would do away with the education,
commerce.
Commerce, and let's see. Oh, I can't. The third. Sorry.
Jesus.
I miss Rick Perry. I miss. The sanity of Rick Perry, right?
I mean, he's so stupid. He's a big doofus.
He's so dumb, but man, I mean, I think he would be a rhino in the current atmosphere, don't you?
Wow.
Although he's pretty Jesus.
What about this? Ted Cruz is president of the United States. How about this? Rick Perry named Secretary of State. How do you like that?
Well, yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
I mean, think of the buffet that's going to be laid out.
Yo, Secretary of State.
It's going to look like a caliphate.
Down an inward head camp.
If Ted Cruz, he said he doesn't think anybody who's an atheist should be allowed to be president.
Well, okay.
If you don't get down on your knees every day, remember that one?
Oh, yeah, sure. Every day on the knees.
If you're not on your knees every day, you're not qualified to be president.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine there being any sane people in the cabinet he chooses? It's going to be like the reigning mullahs.
You know, the truth of the matter is, if Ted Cruz was president in fucking 2 weeks, the whole country would be missing the fuck out of Obama.
Welcome to Poland right now.
Nine.
And I keep putting shit on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving about that, because I can't stress enough what it looks like when they had a democracy.
Oh, yeah.
And they voted these guys in, and the right-wing nut jobs take over and have a majority.
Hey.
And all of a sudden, the freedoms are being ripped out of their buttholes. Nice. That
fuck sticks,
now,
man.
A couple of months in, the European Union, of which Poland is part, the European Union has said, is forming a commission for the first time to look into their latest media law, where they've taken over the media because they don't want, they only want the truth to get out.
Right.
What does that sound like, Fox News?
Oh, yeah. Nervous. Poland's making Europe nervous.
And yeah, so they're, the rest of Europe, the EU, is now looking into Poland's new media law. And Poland has already, these right-wing nut jobs, imagine Trump getting in, getting elected, having a majority in the House and the Senate.
Yes.
Right. And nominating Supreme Court justices.
Oh, my God.
Imagine what the country is going to look like. Take a look at Poland. Because within 4 months, the people are in the streets protesting at all the freedoms that are being taken away in the name of freedom.
Oh, yes. It's a big, big shitstorm.
But you'll rest easier now, Ryan. To wrap up the show here.
Wrap.
Former Governor Rick Perry, who has been unemployed for about a year since he left office, still, by the way, undergoing a federal indictment,
whatever,
an investigation.
Nah,
might end up in jail.
Nah,
but apparently his new employer doesn't care because Rick Perry has been hired by MCNA Dental, which is the largest privately held dental insurance company, or pardon me, dental insurance company in the country.
Bye.
He's been hired as their chief strategy officer.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. That's funny.
The third agency of government. I would do.
Oh, shit.
Chief strategy officer.
Can we get anybody else? I'm a strategist.
Now, coincidentally, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Only.
Ooh, jeez.
It's just a coincidence that MCNA Dental was also a major donor to Perry's campaigns.
Oh, God, aren't they sorry now? Jeez.
They were the top donor to his presidential bid, in fact.
Oh, jeez.
They also gave $37,800 directly to his campaign. They also gave $20,000 to Texans for Rick Perry, a state political action committee.
Gross.
In 2010.
God.
The vice chairman of the company's board of directors previously was in charge of Texas Health and Human Services, appointed by Perry.
Jesus.
See, these are all just
it's just
a human centipede on each other's cocks.
Oh, yes.
Of rich white guys sucking each other off.
Blowjobs all around, guys.
Now I'm going to get in the public sector and we'll change the laws to make us richer and fuck the poor and fuck the brown and fuck the women and fuck the Iranians and fuck all that. We're going to get richer. Then you're going to hire me as a chief strategy officer. Damn.
Jesus Christ.
I can't spell.
What?
But you're going to hire me as the chief strategy officer. Afterwards, it's some ridiculous, I'm sure, 6-7 figure
salary. Does he have a nice office?
I'm sure that he never goes to
a fucking office. You know what a good strategy would be? To keep Rick Perry out of your fucking office.
Yeah, right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We got to bail again. We've talked too long. Everything's at crabdiving.com. Don't forget Amazon. If you're going to buy something, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's information. Find out where he's going to be doing some comedy. Go to @RatedRComedy on Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.